Breaking news tonight. A federal appeals court has just ruled against President Trump. The order blocking enforcement of his travel ban will remain in place. Monster snowstorm blanketing major metropolitan areas. Cities paralyzed, highways buried, thousands of flights grounded. Free commercial. Top Trump aide Kellyanne Conway under fire for promoting Ivanka Trump's products on TV inside the White House, encouraging viewers to buy them. Did she break the law? Ghost guns, completely untraceable, and police say they're being used to kill. Anyone can buy one without a background check. It's being called a dangerous loophole. And against the odds, young men excelling past the obstacles all around them and inspiring America. Nightly news begins right now.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening to our viewers in the West from Los Angeles tonight. We begin with breaking news. A short time ago, a federal appeals court here in California ruled against the government, refusing to reinstate President Trump's ban against travelers from seven predominantly Muslim countries. A lower court judge last week put a stay on the ban, ordering the government to suspend the program. That ruling now stands, but the legal fight over all this is likely just beginning. Let's go right now to NBC's justice correspondent Pete Williams for details. Pete, you have the written decision. What does it say?
Lester, barely 48 hours after the court heard oral argument, the three judges unanimously concluded in a 29-page written opinion that the executive order violates the constitutional rights of people who got visas and came here or traveled overseas and wanted to come back.
The ruling is a victory for the states of Washington and Minnesota, who rushed to court after the executive order was signed, claiming it harms their residents, stranding foreign college students and faculty who need to travel. The court said tonight that the president's order failed to give people like that, people already here on visas, even the barest advance notice or chance to get a hearing, violating their constitutional rights. As for the government's claim that the president has absolute authority over the borders that can't be second-guessed by judges, the court said, quote, there is no precedent to support this claimed unreviewability. The court did not rule on a claim by the states that the executive order discriminated on the basis of religion by singling out Muslims. It said that's an issue for the lower court to decide. In an off-camera statement tonight, the president called the ruling political.
It's a very, very serious situation. So we look forward, as I just said, to seeing them in court.
Tonight, the Justice Department says only that it is reviewing its options, but the government is certain now to go to the Supreme Court and try to get this turned around, hoping to once again begin enforcing the travel restrictions. So the court battles aren't over. Lester?
All right, Pete Williams with that late development. Pete, thanks. Now to the firestorm surrounding top Trump advisor Kellyanne Conway, who went on national television this morning and promoted Ivanka Trump's products, encouraging viewers to buy them. That could be a violation of federal ethics regulations, and members of Congress from both sides are asking Office of Government Ethics to look into it. We get the latest from NBC's Peter Alexander.
From one of the president's top advisors, a high-profile plug for Ivanka Trump's fashion line.
30 Go seconds. Buy Ivanka's stuff is what I would tell him. I'm going to give a free commercial here. Go buy it today, everybody. You can find it online.
Right. Those comments this morning on Fox News made from here at the White House, not just a pitch, but a potential violation of federal ethics law that bars government employees from using their public office for private gain, including the endorsement of any product. It comes less than 24 hours after President Trump attacked Nordstrom for announcing it would no longer carry his daughter's products. The company saying it wasn't political, but based on poor sales performance. Both episodes raising red flags for ethics experts.
I think the American people are fed up with the inability of the president and his staff to separate the interests of the Trump family business from the interests of the United States.
The Independent Office of Government Ethics flooded with calls and emails, its website crashing. The White House says senior staffers received an ethics briefing after being sworn in, but today few details about possible consequences for Conway.
Kellyanne has been counseled, and that's all we're going to go with. She's been counseled on that subject, and that's it.
A source familiar with the discussion tells NBC News the White House legal team spoke to Conway about where the line is, adding she knew immediately she may have crossed it. Still tonight, criticism from Congress, the House Oversight Committee, headed by Republican Jason Chaffetz, firing off a scathing bipartisan letter to the White House and Ethics Office demanding answers.
Look, it was out of bounds. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Of course we're going to call it out, and it needs to be dealt with.
Tonight, experts tell me federal employees who violate ethics laws could face anything from additional training to firing, but enforcement falls to the White House. And here tonight, aides say President Trump is still fully confident in counselor Kellyanne Conway. Lester?
Peter Alexander at the White House tonight, thank you. And there is a new war of words tonight from the White House. First, President Trump accusing a U.S. senator of misinterpreting Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch's comments, calling the president's attacks on the judiciary demoralizing. But multiple senators contradict the president, saying the judge did make those comments about the president. NBC's Hallie Jackson now with details.
Supreme scrutiny for Judge Neil Gorsuch, with the spotlight intensifying after several senators who met the nominee said he called Donald Trump's attitude toward the judiciary disheartening and demoralizing.
The president still stand by his nomination.
Absolutely.
President Trump's aiming his fire instead at the senator who first shared Gorsuch's private remarks.
His comments were misrepresented.
The White House now insists Gorsuch was speaking generally and not specifically about the president's tweet, lashing out at the, quote, so-called judge who put his controversial travel ban on hold.
The judge was very clear that he was not commenting on any specific matter. Right. And then he was asked about his general philosophy. So you can't then take that, equate it back to the specific.
But that's not how Republican Senator Ben Sasse recalls his meeting with Gorsuch.
I asked him about the so-called judge's comment, because we don't have so-called judges or so-called presidents or so-called senators. And this is a guy who kind of welled up with some energy. And he said any attack on any of, I think his term to me was, brothers or sisters of the robe is an attack on all judges.
From a political perspective for Gorsuch, running the gauntlet on Capitol Hill today, it's not a bad thing for his confirmation chances to be seen as independent. That's why critics are now calling his comments choreographed and calculated.
It's unlikely that the White House was playing political games with Judge Gorsuch's first trip to Capitol Hill. They have not yet in 3 weeks been able to pull off a smooth operation when it comes to politics in Washington, D.C. It's hard to believe that they could start now.
Today's avalanche of news nearly threatened to cover up a critical cabinet installment. The nation now has a new top law enforcement official after Senator Jeff Sessions was sworn in this morning as the attorney general. President Trump saying a new era of justice has begun. Lester?
A lot of news coming out of the White House. Hallie Jackson, thank you. Let's turn now to the extreme weather unfolding on both ends of the country tonight. The intense rains that have been soaking the West Coast now coming to a dangerous head tonight. A full report on that coming up. But first to the blizzard conditions that have paralyzed much of the Northeast. A fast-moving storm that rolled in this morning, dumping up to a foot of snow in cities from New York to Boston. NBC's Blake McCoy now with more on the chaos it's caused.
A deadly blast of winter in the Northeast. Nearly a dozen states slammed by a fast-moving storm. Plows had trouble keeping up.
It's coming down. We can't keep up with it.
Which led to icy and treacherous conditions along roads and highways.
The roads are really bad.
Whiteout conditions.
Even emergency crews responding to dozens of accidents had trouble getting around. Heavy winds in Virginia may be to blame for a truck veering off this bridge and into the Chesapeake Bay, killing the driver. The weather complicating efforts to put out this house fire that claimed one life. Another death in Manhattan, a doorman killed while slipping and falling into a window while shoveling. Snow there this morning falling at a rate of 3 inches per hour. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo stopping to help a stranded motorist. Across the region, hundreds of public schools closed and more than 4,000 flights canceled. Today's storm, a far cry from yesterday's record highs when Philadelphia hit 66 degrees. Today, 48. 62 in New York City yesterday compared to 44 today. And 52 in Boston. Today's high, just 38 degrees.
This will be the heaviest snow that we've gotten since 2015.
Typical snowstorms have low-level clouds, but strengthening systems like this one have taller clouds that can develop a charge and sometimes result in thunder snow, which many heard this morning. In Massachusetts, ferocious winds and waves along the shore.
Well, good afternoon from Marcy Ellsworth.
As people brace for a cold and snowy evening with conditions likely to get worse. Blake McCoy, NBC News, Boston.
I'm Miguel Almaguer. Collapsing after days of relentless rain and snow, Nevada's 21-mile dam sent a torrent of water and ice downhill, swamping rail lines, washing away roads, and threatening the community of Montello. Evacuations were ordered as water rose.
It's almost impossible to get out of town.
This week, much of the West is being walloped again. Washington State getting another round of snow and ice, with avalanche warnings in the Cascades. So much of this region has gone from drought to deluge in just weeks. In Northern California, water rescues and flooding.
There's too much water, and the soil can't stick together.
While hills are crumbling just outside the Bay Area, homes in Los Gatos are sliding off their foundation.
The whole hillside came loose.
Tonight, in a state that needs water, reservoirs like Oroville are filling fast while crumbling in places. And now more heavy, steady rain is in the forecast with no time to dry out. Miguel Almaguer, NBC News, Los Angeles.
In Arizona, an undocumented woman at the center of an immigration uproar has now been deported. After 21 years living in the U.S., she was arrested yesterday and shipped back to Mexico today. Now the family she leaves behind is voicing their outrage and pointing fingers at the president. NBC's Gotti Schwartz has details.
Emotions erupting in front of a Phoenix ICE office. Protesters trying to stop a van carrying 36-year-old Guadalupe Garcia de Rayos, who was being deported to Mexico.
This man over here that you're going to see, he wedged himself inside of this wheel well.
Next to de Rayos' window, her two American-born children struggling to stay strong for their mother. Her family says 7 years ago, de Rayos made up a social security number on a job application so she could work. She was charged with a felony and detained for 6 months before being released and told to check in with ICE regularly, which she did. But on Wednesday's check-in, she was taken into custody. ICE saying it's the result of a 2013 deportation order and they would continue to focus on identifying and removing individuals with felony convictions. The family believes it's the result of President Trump's executive order. Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton calling this a travesty, tweeting, ICE is spending its energy deporting a woman with two American children who poses a threat to nobody. Today, the de Rayos family is speaking out.
I'm going to keep on fighting for my mom and for the other families.
Behind them, mothers with children. These women told us they are scared too, but had to stand together. Gotti Schwartz, NBC News, Phoenix.
There's a lot more to tell you about as we continue this evening. Still ahead, the Fed sounding the alarm over build-your-own gun kits. They arrive in the mail, totally untraceable. Anyone can buy one without a background check, and it's all totally legal. Also passing the torch, meet the new face of the Olympics on NBC, who's taking over for longtime host Bob Costas. We're back now with a rising concern among law enforcement. They call them ghost guns, firearms that can't be traced because they're essentially build-your-own gun kits. They're legal and they're lethal, turning up in crimes all across the country. Our national investigative correspondent Jeff Rawson has more in tonight's Rawson Reports.
This is a real gun, and anyone can buy it. No background check required. It's perfectly legal. Why? Because it was built from a kit, arriving in pieces. So technically, when it shipped, it's not a gun. These so-called ghost guns are completely untraceable. No serial number. Now, federal authorities are calling it dangerous.
People that could not pass a background check are purchasing these unfinished receiver kits and making firearms because they know that if they went to a gun store, they wouldn't be able to pass a background check.
Police say the criminals are already onto it. Ghost guns being used in shootings across the country, from Maryland to California.
All you have to do is go online, and there are dozens of websites selling these gun kits.
We buy this rifle kit and have it shipped to former ATF agent Rick Vasquez.
Hey, my box came in.
All the parts you need come together in the box. In fact, the part that makes it a gun even comes 80% complete. So it takes him just a couple of hours to put it together.
This is now a completed semi-automatic firearm.
And I'm looking on it. I mean, there's no serial number. There's no marking at all that I can see.
That is correct.
This is untraceable.
You cannot trace this firearm.
To prove it works, he takes us to a gun range.
It works great.
And those are real bullets? It's operating like a regular semi-automatic weapon?
Absolutely. It's real firearms ammunition.
So what's being done to stop it? We went to Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
What are you doing to close this loophole?
Well, we're going to try to pass legislation. The trouble is the NRA is so unreasonable and has such power in the Congress. You'd think this should pass like that, but it's going to be a long, hard road.
So what's the NRA's response? After repeated calls and emails from NBC News, the NRA didn't comment. But some officials say this is a dangerous loophole, hiding semi-automatic weapons in plain sight. Jeff Rawson, NBC News, Highview, West Virginia.
We're back with word that the Red Cross has temporarily suspended operations in Afghanistan after six of its workers were killed when gunmen opened fire on an aid convoy yesterday. Two of the charity's workers remain missing. Afghan officials say the attack was carried out by ISIS. It's the end of an era here at NBC. Our friend Bob Costas announced he's passing the torch, stepping down as the host of NBC's primetime Olympics broadcasts, a position he's held since the Barcelona Games in 1992. He said he just felt now the time was right, but he's not retiring, as he explained this morning on Today.
Right. They've been kind enough, and it's an honor to even have your name in the same sentence. They've been kind enough to call it the Brokaw phase of my career. So I'll be to sports what Tom has been for the last several years to news. I'll show up when it's appropriate for me to show up, including sometimes on the Olympics or the Kentucky Derby or the Super Bowl.
Or on this show. You love getting up early on this show.
When we come back, breaking the chain of violence, an incredible success story that's inspiring America. Finally tonight, an innovative idea keeping teens on the right path. In violent neighborhoods of Chicago, too many boys grow up too fast, and yet they haven't learned how to become a man who takes responsibility. But there's a program working to change that, and the results speak for themselves. NBC's Kevin Tibbles has more in our Inspiring America report.
At just 18, Joshua Streeter is on top of his game. But outside these walls, he's forced to play defense.
You can be judged by who you hang with.
The high school seniors already had friends shot and killed on the streets of Chicago.
It's hard, because you won't believe it will happen to your friends.
17-year-old Crispin Luna is sometimes startled at home.
You'll hear a gunshot or something, and you know that somebody's passed away.
In a city caught in a spiral of violence, these young men are coming of age here.
And what steps have you taken to overcome these obstacles?
Sacrifice.
The Becoming a Man program, or BAM, throws a lifeline to male students before the gang's allure takes hold. And it's really working. Cutting violent crime arrests by 50% and increasing high school graduation rates by 19% for these kids.
It's a safe place to come check in and to deal with everything that's happening out there.
The weekly sessions, part mentoring, part therapy, are specifically designed to keep them in school.
What has BAM done for you?
BAM has made me become more responsible, respectful, and made me have more control of my actions, my behavior. It made me become a better person.
Stuff happens, you can't really stop, you know, but you got to just make sure that this decision you make, you own up to it. The most stressful thing about it is knowing the right thing to do and the wrong thing to do.
Are you becoming a man?
Yes.
Are you proud of that fact?
Yes.
Here, being a man means owning your life.
Clap it up, guys.
Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Chicago.
That's going to do it for us on a Thursday night. I'm Lester Holt. For all of us at NBC News, thank you for watching and good night.